A report published by the media research company PQ Media predicts the 2008 presidential race will cost more than $1.5 billion in advertising alone. But Russ Feingold says it's not just the cost of campaigns that's important, but where the money is coming from and how politicians are raising it. He says thanks to the McCain-Feingold bill, there's less corruption in funding campaigns.
If you didn't have that law right now, members of Congress would be calling up people and saying, I need $1 million for Barack Obama's campaign. We turned that into a federal crime. It has caused campaigns to have to raise money in limited amounts. And that means you have people raising $10, $15 contributions over the Internet, which is not corrupting at all.
Feingold says there's still a lot to do to reduce the cost of campaigns. Ultimately, he says the best solution is required public financing. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign agrees, and he gives Feingold credit for walking the walk in his own campaigns by demanding that special interest groups refrain from running ads attacking his opponents.
He got them to get the ads pulled, and he almost lost his first race for re-election. He's been willing to put his principles on the line. His way of practicing politics should be the rule. It should be the way they're all behaving, but they're not behaving that way.
Even though Feingold supports public financing, he's been playing the game by its current rules. His Progressive Patriots Political Action Committee raised more than $1 million this year to support progressive Democrats running for Congress, most of it through small individual contributions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.